Also sagen wir schon bei Rechel Schlag, wir haben gehört, wir sagen, wir sagen, wir haben Samach Vav. Sagt die Gemara, Braise says that the halacha, whether the Pesach is brought on Shabbos, when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, was actually forgotten from the sons of Beseira, the Ben Beseira. They were told that Hillel from Bavel would know the answer. So he came and told them that Pesach overrides Shabbos. He said, first, there's a Gzeir Shav from Tamid that teaches that Pesach overrides Shabbos, just like Tamid overrides Shabbos. Second, there's a Chav HaChomer. If Tamid, which doesn't even carry a Chi of Chorus, if you don't bring it, still it overrides Shabbos, surely Pesach, which carries a chi of kar, someone who doesn't bring it for sure, it's Teicha Shabbos. The sons of Beseira then installed Hillel as the Nasi. Hillel said to them in a derogatory way, the reason you didn't know this halacha on your own is because you were lazy and did not serve Shmaya and Avtalia in the Gedolei Hador. They asked Hillel, what if one forgets to bring his knife before Shabbos? Could he bring it on Shabbos? Hillel didn't remember the answer and said, listen, the Yidden are Nevi'im, and if they're not Nevi'im, they're B'nai Nevi'im. So let's see how they act tomorrow, meaning whenever Pesach was on Shabbos that year, and then from there, from how they act, we'll figure out the halacha. The next day, they saw that the people who brought their korban pesach of a sheep, they stuck the animal into the wool, and they carried it that way into the Beis HaMikdash. The people who brought the korban pesach as a goat stuck it between its horns. Hillel said that's exactly the halacha that I remember hearing from Shmaya Naftalian, and that's the proper way to act. So we're saying that we learned that a Pesach is Doicha Shabbos from a Tomid. How do we know that a Tomid is Doicha Shabbos? The Gemara says, the Pasuk says that on Shabbos we bring an Oila, Milvad Oilas HaTomid. Meaning, so we bring the carbon on Shabbos besides the Oila of the Tomid, meaning, which you see, so you see that obviously the Tomid of Adas is brought on Shabbos as well. We can learn from a Kal V'Chomer from Tamid. We can shlug up the Kal V'Chomer by saying that the Tamid is more Chomerdik because it's Tadir, it's brought every single day. And it's Kuloi Olol Al Gav Mizbech, it's totally burned on the Mizbech. So maybe that's why it's also Doicha Shabbos but Pesach, maybe not. The Gemara says, you see, the shlug up the Kal V'Chomer. You're right. Initially, he said the Kal V'Chomer. And then the Ben Beseir went ahead and refuted it based on, like we just explained. So Hillel then gave the reason to Gzeir Shavas. But if you knew the Gzeir Shavas, why did he even bother giving the Kal V'Chomer altogether? The Gemara says like this. Hillel told him, I understand if you don't know the halacha because you were never taught the Gzeir Shavah, because the Gzeir Shavah is something you have to be handed down from generation to your Rebbe, so maybe you don't have this Kabbalah of the Gzeir Shavah. I understand that's why you couldn't know the halacha, but however, you should have known the halacha that's based on a Kal V'Chomer, which is something you're allowed to darshan on your own. So they told Hillel, no, it's not a valid Kal V'Chomer, because like we just explained. How could they have allowed the animals to carry the knives? You're not allowed to do work with animals of Kaddishim. So how could they allow such work? The Gemara says they were following, because they anyway were following the advice of Hillel elsewhere, who instituted that one should not make his animal Kaddish until he's ready to shecht it as a carbon in the Azara. Meaning, so you bring it as Chulin, and when you're in the Azara, that's when you're ready to shecht it, that's when you make it Kaddish. That means that while they were bringing it down to the Azara, it was not yet a Kaddish Dika animal. So Hillel instituted that so to prevent people from being over Me'ila from animals, so this was the perfect example of when it helped. But if Erev Pesach was Shabbos, you're not allowed to make something Kaddish on Shabbos. How could they have made the animal Kaddish? Mar said that's only true for something that doesn't have a time requirement. However, something that has a time requirement like a Karban Pesach may be made Kaddish on Shabbos. But what about the Yisro of Mechamer? They were leading an animal that's carrying a load, which is the knife, so which is also due on Shabbos. The Mar says because it was done Kalachiyat in an unusual way, sheep and goats are not animals that even normally carry loads, and therefore it was not Osir. Fedekhtimar Farm, it's still also the Rabbanon. Mar says this is exactly what Ben Beseira were asking. They said, where there's a Derabbanon that's preventing one from doing a mitzvah, does the mitzvah override the Derabbanon or not? That's exactly what Ben Beseira were asking. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Amram said, a wise man who acts with gaiva loses his wisdom. We see that from Hillel, who spoke derogatorily to Ben Beseira, and then he himself didn't remember the halacha of whether or not you can bring a knife on Shabbos. And he said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Amram said also, that a Navi who acts with gaiva loses his nevius, like we see that from Devaira. Rish Lakish said, a wise man who becomes angry loses his wisdom. We see this from when Moshe got angry, and Elazar then had to teach the halachas afterwards. And a Navi who becomes angry loses his nevius, we see that from Elisha. Rabbani Rapatra said, if someone becomes angry, even if he was destined for greatness from Shemayim, he's brought down from that greatness. We find this by Eliyav, David's brother, who became angry with David, and the Pasuk then says, Hashem told Shmuel that Hashem was disgusted with Eliyav, meaning that Hashem was not disgusted beforehand, but now, because of the anger displayed by Eliyav, David became disgusted with Eliyav. How do we know the Tomei could be brought when Rav the Tzibur is Tomei? The Mara says we learn about from Pesach via Gzeri Shava. How do we know a Pesach may be brought when most of the Yidden are Tomei? Rabbi Yochanan said the Pasuk says Ish who becomes Tomei to a mace brings his Pesach on Pesach Sheni. So this teaches that only an individual is pushed off to Pesach Sheni, but if Rav the Tzibur is Tomei, it's not pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Rather, the Pesach is brought in its regular time, even in Tomei. Maybe when most people are tamei, they don't even have the option to bring a Pesach Sheni. They're not, but they're maybe also not allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon, and they don't have an option for Pesach that year at all. Reish Lakish answered that the pasuk says that certain tamei people have to leave the camps of the Yidden. The pasuk says a mitzayra, a zav, and a tamei meis have to leave. Now, tamei meis is less stringent than mitzayra, a zav, so the pasuk can just say that a tamei meis has to leave, and we'll know, of course, that the zav and the mitzayra have to leave as well. The reason all of them are listed is because there is a time when tamei meis does not have to leave, and yet the others have to leave. When is this? This is the time of bringing their Pesach, when most people are tamei meis, so these tamei meis don't have to leave, but the other tumas would have to leave. Abaye asked, if so, why didn't the pasuk just mention tamei meis and zav, which is less stringent than mitzayra, and we'll know that a mitzayra must surely leave the camp as well. We must say the reason is because there are times when a zav need not leave and a mitzayra must, which we will likewise say is for the bringing of the Pesach. So the Chayr, which is saying that a zav can bring the carbon Pesach betumah. However, we know it's not the case because a zav may not even bring carbon Pesach. If so, the drasha can't be correct for tamei meis either. Abaye said, we learned the halacha that a Pesach is brought when tamei from the pasuk of ish ish ki yeh tamei lenefesh. Why did the Pesach have to write lenefesh? It's to teach that when most of the people are tamei, they don't wait for Pesach sheni. Rather, they bring the Pesach on its regular time. However, this is only when the people are tamei lenefesh. They are tamei because of meis, not tamei from some other tumah.